I was born in Savannah, Georgia, and I moved to Augusta when I got to high school. And I always was a big fan of hip hop music. But when I got in my later teens, I really got into getting on stage and performing. And so I had a little group called Shaft back home. And then we came to Wilmington in 97, and we came and played here for a music festival. And I fell in love with the town. And 2 months later, I moved. I was in a jazz band with Benny Hill called Organics, and did a few other projects and traveled a bunch, and just been pretty much grinding ever since. Yeah. I've always been doing hip hop, but for a while I did it with a live jazz band, and I did it with a young lady named McLean Sullivan, who is my partner, and we did a project called Fuzz and Mac, which was her singing and me rapping. Now I got this project out on Below System Records from the Netherlands called Leg Sweep Specialist, and that's just pretty much underground hip hop with myself and Sam Brown.
Underground hip hop, what does that mean?
So a lot of the hip hop you hear on the radio, that's pretty much commercial. I would say commercial rap. Hip hop is more within like the culture. Like hip hop, underground hip hop is more like more lyrical. The beats aren't as dancey. It's more of a conscious vibe. I feel like with underground hip hop, you learn a lot more because the music has more substance and it has more of a feel to it than just like dance rap on the radio, because it's just, I feel like that's just for dancing. That's it. Like there's no, you can't really walk away with something. I feel like with underground hip hop, each song you get into, you can like walk away because you constantly learn something.
Yeah, so, I see you making this motion towards
your
mind.
Yeah, like you're excited. Yeah, like I just, like when you, it's something different like with underground hip hop, because it's more of the culture. It's more of the, you know, the early days of break dancing and b-boying and graffiti. And that's the representation of hip hop for me. And that's what I grew up on. So.
So you want your music to have some meaning.
Yeah.
And touch people's
minds.
It has to.
I feel like that's the most important thing with music. It has to touch people. If it doesn't touch people, or people feel like they're not learning something about you or learning something about your craft, then I feel like it's useless. I don't know. That sounds kind of, but that's just how I've always felt. When I listen to music, just being a fan of all types of genres of music, I feel like if I don't have a certain feeling or I don't learn something, then why am I listening to it?
In terms of your music, what song, tell me about like something that means a lot to you that you have out right now.
Right now with the Leg Sweep Specialist album I have with Sam Brown, we have a song called Reminisce, and basically it talks about the first time we ever heard hip hop, or the first time we ever caught the vibe or the feeling I was just explaining to you. And it's a really good representation of who we are and why we got into this music and why the fans listen to it. So that's probably one of my favorite songs that I've done so far, like recently. You can go to iTunes or belowsystemrecords.com, self-titled album, Leg Sweep Specialist, Fuzz Jack, Sam Brown.
Oh, I see it right here, yeah. Actually, on SoundCloud.
Cool, yeah, you can go to SoundCloud as well.
Leg Sweep Specialist.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
I'm glad you asked. I know it sounds like a crazy name for a hip-hop duo, but the first time I ever heard one of Sam's beats, I was like, yo, this track is amazing. I was like, I feel like I've just been leg swept. Like, it just took me off my feet. And I was like, you know what? That'll be a killer name for a group, wouldn't it? And then it just happened. Like, it just stuck. And so we just went off with that, and it's Leg Sweep ever since. So.
And Sam, what does he do?
Sam is he's a rapper, but he's also a producer. He produced the whole album. Very, very soulful, talented guy. Very quiet, very shy, keeps to himself. But when he gets on the MPC beat machines, he's an animal. So he's a great guy to work with, because I'm kind of loud and he's like mellow, so it kind of just works. You know.
What's another piece that you really like?
I have a past project with McLean Sullivan called Fuzz and Mac, and we did a song called Thank You that was really cool, and the song was about basically thanking our parents for supporting us through this musical journey and how they always had our backs. That's really important. That's one of my most important songs, because I never actually wrote a song for someone that I cared so much for. So like getting my parents involved in that track and letting everybody hear it was really important to me.
Could I find that anywhere?
You can go to iTunes and type in Fuzz and Mac or Apple Music, and it should pop up.
Like Carolina Sky?
That's off our second album. The first album's called Together Again. or EP.
So how can people just get involved with you?
Well, you can find me on Facebook. I have two pages. You can hit me up at Fuzz Jackson, or my music page, Fuzz Jacks, on Facebook. Or I'm on Instagram, and my handle is Your Mom's Favorite Rapper. And and also, you can find me on Twitter at North Jacks. That's NORTHJAXX.
And do you ever do anything live?
Yes, I do, actually. I do a open mic at the Duck and Dive the first Monday of every month with DJ Battle. And it's usually from like 10 p.m. to about 1:30, 2 a.m.
I'm making myself a big note right here. Fuzz, do you want to say anything else about yourself, about what you do, about stuff?
I do want to say something. Like, hip-hop, I feel like hip-hop music is really taking a bad rap right now because it's being, like, commercialized crazy, and a lot of people that aren't into hip-hop music, basically they look at what they see on TV or internet or what they hear and think that's what it is. But Fuzz Jackson is not that type of rapper. I speak about intelligence. I speak about my life. I feel like I call it blue-collar hip-hop because it's like I work a 9-to-5 job, but I don't let that interfere with me being, excuse me, a hip hop musician, and how much I love what I do and how much I just love making music for people and enjoying and just giving everybody, I feel like, a lyrical hug every time I write something. So I just feel like there is really good hip hop music out there. You can check me out. You can download something. I'm on Apple Music, Tidal, Spotify. I'm everywhere. Just, I think, give the blue collar rappers a chance because we're just as good as the guys you hear on the radio. But I feel like we love what we do a lot more.
Let me ask you this. For folks who, I'm not completely locked away or whatever.
I mean, you seem really hip.
I mean, I'm pretty hip. Okay. I'm super hip, but I don't watch television.
Right.
Okay. So like there's so much that goes on in pop culture that right. I'm completely unaware of.
Right.
And I like that. Like because I got rid of my television like 20 years ago.
Right.
And I will never get a TV back in my house. Okay. And I work all the time. And, you know, like I am a little more disconnected than I used to be. Like, I don't have a bad attitude about hip hop. And I'm wondering, like, what is going on right now? Like, what do you think is giving hip hop a bad name, or what's going on?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I feel like I'm from an era. And I don't want to sound like I'm like a grumpy old disgruntled man, because that's been going on a lot lately. But I feel like the big disconnect is that if you're an older person that's into hip hop, you want to, like I said earlier, walk away from something. But I feel like today's hip hop, it's not, number one, it's not lyrically challenging enough. It promotes certain things that a lot of people aren't comfortable with. But I feel like once a lot of corporate sponsors get behind these people, it's just program, sell to whoever, we don't care. But at the end of the day, you have like young ladies, young men who are looking at some of these people as leaders, and they think that some of the stuff that's coming out, which some of it's garbage, is good music. And I feel like, you know, there's a lot more than somebody dancing in the club or somebody talking about how much they drink or somebody, you know, I mean, that's not what hip hop was. Hip hop was a culture. It was a learning experience. It was something that was fun. And I feel like today, we've gotten so far ahead on technology and everything else that we just forgot the essence of it, you know? And so many younger people, which I love, get into it. But with the internet, it's so much easier for people to expose bad music. And, you know, the average 16, 17-year-old, they're not buying CDs anymore. They're on the internet. Whatever their friends think is cool, boom, they jump on it. Can't really knock the kids for liking what they like, but you can knock the people that make the bad music. So it's like, it's kind of, sure. I don't know, it's weird. It's really weird.
So you're basically like, you're like old school hip hop.
Right. I'm from that golden era, like the 90s, A Tribe Called Quest and Public Enemy and stuff, like guys that really were really lyrical, but they taught us something through their music, you know? But I feel like today there's a lot of guys and there's a lot of younger cats that are doing it, but they just don't get exposed because intelligent hip hop doesn't sell. The only thing that really sells is the dance poppy stuff. And that stuff you forget in like 2 minutes once the song's over. So you hadn't learned anything from it. You might've learned a new dance, but you haven't learned anything lyrical, and no one's really expressed anything for you to feel like, okay, that was really cool. I want to keep listening, you know? And it's like fast food. It's like, give me a dance song and a Diet Pepsi number two combo, and it's like on to the next, and it's so quick, and there's something coming out new every day, and we don't have time to like absorb it and take it in because we're waiting for the next thing.
It's about the money.
Yeah. And I feel like once the money got involved, it kind of just
totally. Everything in our culture, that is exactly what is happening. Yeah, we can make money by appealing to the most primitive, lowest, basest aspects of humanity.
Yeah.
And that's how we'll make the most money. And it doesn't matter what the consequences to the human spirit.
Pretty scary, too. From like the late 90s to the 2000s, which we called the bling era, when everybody was rapping about diamonds. And then you've seen it change to kind of going back to lyrics. And then it just went haywire. Over the years, I know a lot of good people who've been like, yo, I can't even listen to it anymore because it's so crazy. And like a lot of people have stopped listening to hip hop, really. But I'm lucky because I found people that like what I do. You know, that's a great thing about hip hop, though. Even if you like bad music in hip hop, or I'm sorry, rap or whatever, there's a lane for that. If you like, you know, dance music, you can take that avenue. If you like lyrics, you can take that avenue. So that's the great thing about it. You know, you have choices and options.
So your hope is just to get people to give hip hop a chance.
Yeah. Give it a chance, man. Give it a chance. Take it back to the real lyrics and the real lyrics and the real beats and the original production and come up with something different. Let's not all try to sound the same because one person sold a million records, so we all have to do this. That's not what it was about. It was about everybody being different. That's what I liked about hip hop. It was, for me, when I got into it, it wasn't about race or where you were from or, you know, what your parents did. It was all about a skill set. If you had a skill set, you were cool. If you didn't have a skill set, you're out of there. And so that's kind of where I'm at right now. I want to bring that skill set back, that good feeling, that feeling that, you know, did you hear what he said in that one song, track 4 in his last album? Oh, man. Like, that's the kind of vibe I want to bring back. Mm-hmm.